This is VOA News. Via remote, I'm Diane Roberts. Russia and Belarus launched joint military drills Thursday that heightened tensions and added urgency to diplomatic efforts by NATO leaders to avert a feared invasion of Ukraine. NATO said Russia's deployment of troops and missiles represented a, quote, dangerous moment, end quote, for European security, with fears building for weeks that Moscow was positioning more than 100,000 troops around Ukraine in preparation for an all-out assault. Western leaders have been shuttling to Moscow for days in an effort to deflate tensions, giving Russia a chance to air its grievances about NATO's expansion into Eastern Europe and former Soviet states. U.S. Secretary of State Antony Blinken will meet Friday with other leaders of the so-called Quad countries, which include Australia, Japan, and India, on a trip aimed at reinforcing the Biden administration's commitment to the Asia-Pacific and Indo-Pacific regions. They will also focus on the crisis in Ukraine. Secretary Blinken arrived in Australia Wednesday for the meeting. The meeting occurred amid Russia's military buildup along the border with Ukraine and China's increasingly assertive efforts to reunite Taiwan with the mainland. 12 people were injured by falling debris Thursday when the Saudi military blew up a Yemeni rebel drone targeting an airport close to the border, officials said. Fragments fell to the ground after the interception of the drone over Abha International Airport, which previously has been targeted in similar assaults by the Iran-backed insurgents. The Houthis claimed responsibility for the attack in a tweet saying they had targeted an airport, quote, used for military action against Yemen, end quote, and warning citizens to stay away from such sites. For more on the news of the day, visit us at voanews.com. This is VOA News.